You're listening to the Allegheny Front. I'm Jennifer Shvetta Jordan. When you drive or hike by old coal mined lands, they can appear as lunar-type wastelands covered with weedy grasses. The Appalachian Regional Reforestation Initiative is working to change that. Patrick Angel is a senior forester and soil scientist with the Federal Office of Surface Mining. He works with the Reforestation Initiative, and he joins me by phone from his home in London, Kentucky, in the center of Appalachia. I think you told me 70 million trees have been planted since 2004?
Yes. The Appalachian Regional Reforestation, otherwise known as ARRI, A-R-R-I, you know, since we started up, about 70 million trees have been planted on about 103,000 acres across the Appalachian coal fields. You know, grassland reclamation was kind of the way mines were reclaimed for 20, 30 years. And those sites are, pervasive all across Appalachia. It's estimated that somewhere between 750,000 acres of grassland reclamation exists in what was at one time, you know, the beautiful mixed mesophytic forest of Appalachia. So there's significant forest fragmentation in the coal fields of Appalachia. Our mission is to educate mine operators in a new way of reclaiming mine sites with a methodology that is science-based, very simple, straightforward, five-step methodology called the Forestry Reclamation Approach.
Bring me up to speed on what you're doing right now around Indiana, PA, the university.
One of our major partners is Indiana University of Pennsylvania, where we're working with the scientists there to reforest the Sproul Forest in central Pennsylvania. That was mined 10, 15, 20 years ago, something like that, many acres of compacted mine soils that are barren, essentially, except for grasses and legumes growing on it. Even Mother Nature is having a hard time reestablishing the forest on these sites. And so what the scientists and ARRI folks are doing is mitigating that compaction and the very thick grasses and legumes that exist on the sites by ripping up the mine soils with a big D9 dozer, pulling a 36-inch ripping bar, and ripping it in kind of a cross pattern. The rips or the furrows are 8 feet apart, so you have furrows 8 by 8. And then, you know, we're addressing the herbaceous competition that exists on the site with herbicides, and then planting tree seedlings, that's bare root native hardwood tree seedlings, in the intersections of those rips. And that is the methodology, the best management practice for correcting these compacted mine soils that exist all across Appalachia.
There's one tree in particular that's capturing a lot of people's support, and that's the American chestnut.
Yeah, ARRI advocates the planting of a diverse mix of hardwood species. But one of the species that kind of stands out among all the others is the American chestnut, which, as you may know, has been decimated by a fungus that was introduced in the previous century. The American Chestnut Foundation is an organization that is taking the Chinese chestnut and is breeding it with the American chestnut and creating a disease-resistant form of the American chestnut. Because you see, the Chinese chestnut co-evolved with this fungus in Asia, and it's resistant to it. And so the American Chestnut Foundation has created a 15/16 pure American chestnut. We're taking those tree seedlings and mixing them with the red oaks, the white oaks, the sugar maples, and the black cherries and so forth, in our planting mix. And we're seeing tremendous results. When we talk to mine operators and landowners about planting high-value hardwood trees on their mine sites. And we're talking about yellow poplar and, you know, chestnut oak and northern red oak and so forth. You know, they say, oh, that's pretty nice, you know. But then when we mention the American chestnut, it's like their faces light up, and it's almost like a magic bean. It really helps us sell this idea of planting, you know, high-value hardwood trees.
Well, thanks very much for speaking with me.
You're welcome, Jennifer. My pleasure.
I've been speaking with Patrick Angel, who works on the Appalachian Regional Reforestation Initiative to return coal mined lands back into forested spaces. I'm Jennifer Shveta-Jordan, and you're listening to The Allegheny Front.